The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Lucy Kennedy is
good
here.
Good morning.
Author and broadcaster.
So good to see you.
And to see you. You're like a whirlwind. You came
you
in here.
You haven't aged at all, can I just say?
I have.
You haven't.
There's a picture of me in the attic and it looks terrible.
No, you are the exact same. You are the exact same.
We're around the same vintage.
Yeah, we are.
We are around the same vintage.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I'm looking mighty fine.
Thank you. I mean, that's one thing I have not done is written 10
yet.
Books.
Listen, as I always say to people, if I can write a book, anybody can.
They're everywhere. I mean, when we go into our local bookshop, my children are like, there's the Friendship Fairies. I know this is a different thing.
Yes, this is their cousins. Okay. So they are kind of related because there's 9 Friendship Fairy books out there now. So I'm kind of known for them. So I was a little bit nervous introducing this new family who are elves, but they are cousins of the Friendship Fairies. So at least for my younger friends who read the books, the Friendship Fairies, they'll kind of recognize the same mm-hmm. kind of vibe, I suppose.
So under the floorboards of 39A.
Yes.
When did this start for you, or how did it start? Because I always think of you as being somebody who's so busy with the job, you know, with the broadcasting job.
Yeah.
How did you find the time to know that you could write and you wanted to write and actually sit down and do it?
I've written a book sitting on the loo. Like, you know
Love
what it's
it.
Like. We have 3 kids. Yeah. Like, literally, or in my attic, or in the bath, or pulled over at the side of a football match. I've learned to write wherever I need to. But I always said, as I was approaching 40, I'm really 50 now, but I always said, right, my New Year's resolution was, you know, stop swearing, lose weight, join a gym, you know, drink wine Monday to Thursday and write a children's book. That was always like my
drink
New
wine
Eve.
Monday to Thursday.
Yeah, no, like, don't drink wine.
Okay, gotcha.
Monday to Thursday. And just generally kind of, you know, you make your kind of resolutions. And I said, and then write a children's book. And then I just thought, do you know what? I'm just going to go for it. And I did.
So
and
clearly,
10 books later.
It was all there. Like it was latent. It was
all
there.
All there. And my guys as well, like they're now 16, 13 and 9. But at the time, Jack was, he would have been sort of 6. Holly was 4 and Jess was a brand new baby. So I was in the zone of reading children's books the whole time.
Mm.
And I used to say to my husband, to go, God, let's just write it then. Stop banging on about it. But I'd say, I could do that. I could write it. I know what children want. And I'm obviously very immature deep down, as people know from my background at Podge and Rog. I have young children and I love the idea of fairies and magic and something, a place where children can go to, especially if they have any worries or fears or problems at home or in school, that they can kind of lose themselves in this little world that I've created of nice girls who look after each other.
And did the children vet the books as you went along through the titles?
Yes. And it was actually quite funny. I was kind of like a driving, it was like a driving test.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd kind of put the books in front of Holly more so, because obviously Jack is 16. Everything about me is embarrassing.
Well, my children think I'm an idiot. So I think if I got them to vet anything that I did, they'd tell me it was
cringe.
Awful.
It's cringe. Everything's just cringe, isn't it? Like I say, morning, Jack. He goes, oh,
yeah,
so embarrassing.
I'm embarrassing in the supermarket.
I'm embarrassing.
Like I don't have to do anything. Things that I look at are embarrassing.
I know. Everything about me is embarrassing.
And they're not even teenagers yet, but that's, you know,
oh my God.
I'm willing to take it.
It gets worse, but it's worth it. It's worth it. But with Holly, say, who's now 13, I would have given her my books and I would watch her. It must have been quite creepy in hindsight, but I'd literally sit there and just stare at her. And then she'd laugh. I'd say, oh, you like that, do you? Why'd you like it? So she was like my little market research.
Mm-hmm.
But she always vetted the books. And now Jess, who is outside there today, midterm break, the multitasking mum like you, she now will kind of read the book. So mm-hmm. I force her to read everything. Yeah.
Yeah, the midterm break is a challenge.
Let's all agree on that.
It is.
And it's a tag team effort.
We'll have people telling us that school is not babysitting, but we get that. We understand that too.
Yeah. Yes, my sister's a teacher, so I get that. But it is full on when you're working full time.
It is. Yeah. Now, the adult book that is coming. I say adult book, and I was talking to Anton about this earlier on breakfast. I don't mean like it's not a dirty
it's
book.
It's not a dirty book. It's not 50 Shades, guys. I'm not that kind of girl.
It's for adults.
It's for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's for us. It's for women in particular. So it happened. So I've been approached over the years to write an adult book, adult fiction. Not a naughty book. And I'd always kind of say, no, I'm actually more children. So I was kind of embarrassed, you know, that way, thinking like that's quite mature to write an adult book. And then 2 years ago, I was sitting on a Sun Lounger myself and the pool guy, because I'm one of these people. I love tanning responsibly, of course, but I'm kind of setting my alarm at 7:15. I know I'm a loser because I wanted to get a sun lounger around the pool of this hotel in Portugal. So Rich and our kids were obviously still asleep, so I'd have all the towels laid out and I'd sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just observing people, you know, coming down from the apartments and the villas and blah, 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 and just watching it. And I took out my phone because it was the only thing I had, and a book, which I was kind of half reading. And I started writing The Mini Breakers, which is the name of the book, on my phone. And then the children would come down. I kind of hide my phone, as we have to, you know, pretend to on holidays, and watch them diving in and stuff. And then every morning I'd write a little bit more. So maybe day five, I said to Rich, I think I've got a good idea for an adult book, as in adult fiction, a book for adults. And The Mini Breakers was born.
So it's based on a group of friends who...
Yeah, kind of my friends, but I haven't really told them that they're insulted. Because one of them is particularly boozy. Yeah. But it's because I am one of six close girls. We've been friends since my flying days. Since, mm-hmm. you know, with one of my friends I've been friends with since 19. One I went to school with. So we've been best friends since 12. So we always kind of go away every couple of months. Because you know what it's like? Life is so busy. And I love my girlfriends and trying to get time. So we kind of have all these little mini breaks around Ireland. A lot of places we can't go back to. It's quite feral.
Because of the harm. Yeah. It did harm.
A lot of harm.
So then this is done, is it?
This is coming out in May. You're going to get a copy and you'll be able to lie on your sun lounger wherever you're going this summer with a glass of Pinot Grigio and relate.
But not on a Monday to Thursday, because we don't drink wine during Monday to Thursday.
We don't drink Monday to Thursday.
So that's a very exciting and different development for you then as an author. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Mm. And I'm a little bit scared, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like I'm book signing tomorrow in Liffey Valley for my children's books. And I'm not as nervous as that. I used to think that one man and a dog would kind of rock up. But I think children trust me and I'm established as a children's author. But for the mini breakers, I'm just really scared that everyone will go, don't care, where are the fairies?
Isn't it good to challenge yourself though and to push yourself
zone? I won't sleep. I will be nervous. There's no point in trying to be cool. I am nervous about that, but I hope that people trust me that I wouldn't have written it if it wasn't worth reading.
So tomorrow, Liffey Valley, Easton's at 1:00.
Yes.
You'll be there signing. Okay, so
under
people
the floorboards.
Can pop along to meet Lucy there.
Yes.
You mentioned turning 50. You brought it up, not me.
I don't mind.
Are you okay? How do you feel about it?
I felt more physically sick at turning 40.
Really?
But now that I'm turning 50, I don't care in that I've nothing to prove. You know, I have, thank God, three healthy children. I'm happily married. Life is good. I have my health to date. You know, my parents are okay. Life is good. I think as I was approaching 40, I just thought, what am I doing with my life? You know, I wasn't as comfortable in my own skin as I am now.
Do you think that's a benefit of getting a little bit older, that you don't care as much?
I don't care as much. I really don't. I'm at my happiest in my pajamas, having a glass of wine, watching the telly. I don't feel like I need to impress anybody. I feel like I don't need to prove myself anymore. I kind of, and there is that joy in...
That's great.
As you age, I just, you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, people like you, people don't like you, people don't like what you said, people, who cares at the end of the day? You know, I'm all about family and I love closing the gates at home and just being with what matters. Everything else is just work.
That's a great way to be.
Yeah. Are you the same? I think you're the same. We're family friendly.
Yeah. Family.
That's all that matters.
I think that's all that matters is really what you're going home to.
Yes,
you know,
totally.
And that is right.
No, I care about their opinion.
Yeah.
Do you?
Well, I do, but given that I've explained that they think I'm an idiot, you know, I have to care a little less about that as time goes on, right?
Yeah, dinner.
How is your dad getting on? You spoke openly about
dad
John.
Dad is great.
Will he be listening? Does he listen to you when you're doing stuff like this?
I'd say so, yes. Mm-hmm. I'd say he does.
Hello, John.
Hello, Dad. He is such a cute little person. So Dad, he moved into a nursing home 4 years ago. And actually, that was very intense for anyone who's trying to get a parent into a nursing home. It's very hard because Dad was quite reluctant, but he couldn't stay on his own anymore. My parents separated, so Dad lived on his own. So trying to find the right nursing home, trying to encourage him, you know, trying to get them in. Honestly, you almost need to give a blood sample. It's very hard to get a nursing home. So it's waiting list, blah, blah, blah. The whole process was quite hard. Anyway, got him in and thank God he's nicely settled. But we had to clear out his little house to move him in because he couldn't bring everything into the room in the nursing home. And he has recorded every single episode of Podge and Rog.
Isn't that lovely?
Literally handed me, yes, this bag of VHS. So thanks so much, Dad. That's thinking, oh God, the guilt I think I threw at his machine.
That's gorgeous though, yeah. Isn't it? And living he's with so Lucy. Proud. He's still so proud of you. And still, I'm sure yeah. with the books and everything that's only, yes. your stock is increasing with Dad, which
I
is a great
so.
Way to be. Yeah. Living with Lucy continues?
Living with Lucy, yes, forever. I've now lived with 60 celebrities. I know you won't do it. You're too personal. Or too private. I wouldn't either.
Would you not live with yourself? No.
Well, now you'd have to interview Richie, my husband. Would I live with myself? No, I'm very boring. I just shout, just moan, just spend my life.
It
you
is
know, picking
so
up after a Labrador. I'm just like everybody else. There's
it's so
exciting.
Revealing, though, isn't it, that programme?
It is really revealing, as in it is as real as reality TV can be. You know, it's not contrived. And I never say, listen, would you say that? So if something happens, it happens. It's 3 days together. But it's very, because it's me, I like to think that I am kind of the girl next door gone wrong, in that I'm not trying to, I'm not a journalist. You know, I barely read my briefing notes, as a lot of people will agree with, including Ivan. I was like, you work in News Talk? So no one feels kind of conscious or worried with me. I'm not trying to get
the
scoop.
It's not a gotcha thing.
It's not. Yeah. And like the amount of people I've lived with, if I even dared reveal, which I wouldn't, you know, that
some
would be a very different story,
yeah,
but I'm not
things.
Out there to get it. But I love it. I love strangers. I would move in with anybody here. 2 nights, 3 days. I still have my little Dunn suitcase. It's only got 3 wheels because Christy Dignan broke one of the wheels and he threw it out of his house. But I love living with Lucy because it's as current as the person I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why people still love it, because you actually get to see inside their fridge, inside their loo, you get to see their house. I love.
I'm sure you've made friends with some people off
yeah,
the back of that. I have.
Have
you?
Yeah, yeah, I really have. Like any of the superstars, the bigger names, like the Caitlyn Jenners.
Yeah, they're never going to call you again.
Never. I think she's still in shock that she let me in. She's like, oh my God, you talk so much. But a lot of the Irish ones, yes, I have become pals with.
Yeah, and you go back to them again, because it's quite an intense experience for you both, I would imagine.
It's very intense. But I've only lived with one person twice, and that is my dear friend Twink, because I love her. And eventually we will marry. Yeah.
And you might go back for a third time.
I might go back.
Now, I'm going to mention the name of the book again.
Yes,
it's called
thank
Under
you.
The Floorboards of 39A by Lucy Kennedy. A new adventure, Elves Under the Floorboards.
Yes.
Signing the copies of the book tomorrow in Liffey Valley at 1 o'clock in Easons.
Yes,
so you
please.
Can pop along to see Lucy there. You won't be on your own, but you know that, you know.
Oh, I always worry. I know,
I know
it's really
you
silly.
Do. I can tell by you that
yes,
you worry.
Yes, I'm
it,
always just a little bit nervous in case, for whatever reason, people have gone off me, or you know that way, you just don't know. But I think that's what keeps me on my toes.
We're all going to look forward to the Clean Adult book, which is coming out in May.
Yes.
That'll be a new departure, which we're very excited about.
I'll send
about.
You on a copy, see what you think. It's very, it's clean. It's clean. It is clean.
We'd love to have a read of it. Lucy, it's yes. great to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's so good to see
you. You are a whirlwind of energy. So much fun. And thank you for being with us.
And congratulations on this gig. I'm definitely coming back into you now. You know that.
Thank you.
I know where you
we
are.
We won't get rid of her now. Someone get rid of Lucy.
The Clare Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.